This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bumper's blocking you. I'd like to repeat this last statement you made there. Go ahead.
Yes. Sorry about that, about the bumper. But yeah. it appears that, yes, Vladimir Putin doesn't want to just do the old evil capitalism thing and pay royalties or license fees or anything else if they can help it, if they can take it by force from the Ukrainians. All right, that's what it appears to me. Is that
right.
He says, why not put all these unemployed soldiers to work and let them go ahead and create what's called the Crimean corridor, right through the Crimea, okay, and have it actually have a terminus, there on the Black Sea, And it's actually there, and if everybody thinks this is some pie-in-the-sky conjecture, it's called the Nord Stream 2.
Right.
All right? Look, everybody can look it up, the Nord Stream 2. That's what this is all about, okay? And so what we have here is Russia, who is in a fantastic position of supplying petrochemicals to two-thirds of the world right now. They can do that. And making a fortune, they don't want to have to pay anybody else to do that. So they're in a process of utilizing their massive, massive military and see if they can intimidate and actually plow a highway for a big pipeline and an export terminus there in the Black Sea. That's
right.
What I see. All right.
I think you're absolutely right on. Now, where this goes is I heard a story earlier today, and I think John W. Spring, you mentioned it, and you did, Greg, that apparently there were 600 some McDonald's that were closed in Russia. And I think you mentioned this, Greg, that they decided to just tilt the M in sideways like a B and open them back up as without paying royalties or anything. Use the facilities to actually make fast food for Russians. It's no longer McDonald's, it's whatever. I don't know whatever Russian name they're going to call them. But, I mean, this is typical of what Putin does, right?
McDonald's-ski. How's that?
McDonald's-ski, that's funny.
Right.
I don't know what it is, you know.
So I'm not quite sure exactly what you were saying with that,
The whole is they actually just even took the big M, which they have, and they tilted it outside to make it like a B, and they actually just took over these facilities that are being closed because of the bans against Russian commerce, and decided to turn them into fast food places using the facilities under Russian control, not paying any royalties or anything, right?
Okay, so kind of like a borscht in a box kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, Maybe that's it. Maybe it's in the call of McDonald's called the Borscht in the Box star. Who knows? That's funny. That's where the B stands for. Trying to bring your comments. I want to hear your comments on this because I think the inaction in terms of delayed action by Europe and the NATO nations and the U.S. is very catastrophic, especially under people like Biden who even hesitate to get the 29 MiGs and the anti-aircraft systems, which are more advanced and able to stop missiles coming in from Russia even. S-300, S-400, other anti-aircraft systems like our remote robot drones. I think the delay in getting that equipment over the last year, because we saw this coming, this is not something new that we have a big surprise on. We've been actually at a proxy conflict with Russia in these Eastern Republican areas of Ukraine for since 2015. So it's not a big, it shouldn't be a big surprise that that was going on. Same as these biolabs, where actually labs where Russian biotechnology was there from the Cold War, and we kept the labs open to actually study their bioweapons, and probably, God knows, probably develop even more, because I saw Francis Boyle's interview on Alex Jones, and he's very angry about it. Of course, he understands that, what the heck are they doing there, keeping these labs open? Find out what the material is and get the hell out of there. Having an open lab is just a point of danger. Your comments, go ahead.
Okay, as far as I know, my position, my opinion of Francis Boyle is he's one of the most enlightened people, enjoyable people. I have had conversations with him, you know, off your show, and he is very, very bright, and he does understand, and he does understand the underlying substrata of
right.
international issues.
Right.
And so in this case, I believe Francis Boyle was also considering that these unbelievable bioweapons that have been produced in these, you know, remote places, okay, a lot of those remote locations are in the former Soviet Union, the former workers' paradise, this stuff is bad news, all right? Absolutely indescribable in its impact. Especially if it's uncontrolled or allowed to be shipped anywhere or allowed to filter anywhere or flow anywhere, okay, for the human condition.
Right.
And when I'm saying that because I was one of the first people that sent a report out to my useless, worthless command when I was in Iraq. I had suspicions about the laboratories that were in Samarra, three laboratories that were producing unusual, hyperactive weapons, potential bioweapons. And I was worried at that time that those weapons might be loaded up and shipped out to another, sister laboratory, like Wuhan, China, in Hebei province, which is, I hate to break it to everybody, but that's exactly what has happened, okay? With the COVID. It was shipped, it was made in those laboratories.
And what the Chinese did is decided to start vaccinating their population, and the vaccination, where the actual seat of the virus spread, was the vaccines.
Right, exactly, and I can point this out. These bioweapons were loaded up into two 747s, unmarked 747s at Balad Air Base. And transported out from Balad Air Base, Iraq, and they were shipped in unmarked planes to Hebei Province, which is exactly what happened. And they were shipped to Hebei Province, and of course, it was a laboratory that had American guidance, American scientists, American engineers.
Same thing's going on in these former Soviet nations like Georgia and in Ukraine and other countries.
Yes,
and what's bizarre to me is that we not only have that, we have also the proliferation of nukes that we can't get a response from Donald Trump, even though we've tried for years with John W. Spring. John, I want you to give your response, because what I see marching here with the brilliant analysis and the history and data that we're getting from Greg and from other top sources like yourself, to me, this is like going into an intensive care unit and looking at the patients and their data and saying, this patient's going to be dead by the morning. I don't see that this is going to end well. I mean, I think Ukrainians are pushing back. But unless they actually can maintain their supply of food and power and everything and get the air, get control of the air, if they lose this war, it's definitely going to move on where they'll start attacking NATO nations like Poland, where a lot of the Ukrainians have headed off to, or other NATO nations, and we're, with the threats that we're getting from Putin, saying he's threatening to use nuclear weapons, we're heading toward World War III. I just don't see it any other way. Do you?
I'm sorry, Bill. Are you talking to me, or are you talking
to I don't know if John Spring is here. Do we have John Spring yet?
Right here, Dr. Deagle and Greg, are you able?
Yeah, I just want to give you a response, and I want to go back and forth between you gentlemen, because I want to just direct the thing rather than to control the conversation.
Now, are you both able to hear me now?
I can hear you very well. I hear a little bit of a bumper, but we're going to go live here, and we'll just be going right through the break here, and we'll continue our discussion. Recorded on OBS software.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I didn't hear the full statement from Francis Boyle, which, in other words, he's off the mark by quite a big distance. And I've had some, even when I talked to some of the people in there, you know, like one of them was Mark Gaffney, both the idea, the same idea that somehow Russia's trying to say that they're denazifying Ukraine, which is crap. You know, and you don't go in and rip the guts out of a nation and kill even civilians. And civilians aren't being killed like in that park or the building that says children on it. By their own Ukrainians, it's being by Russia because Russia can't engage close combat, so they just fire, they just pull back, hit it with missiles and so on. and try to just level cities so they don't have to engage. Yeah. Right?
Well, let me see. All I can say, well, I have quite a bit to say, actually, but the situation is it goes back in history. For me, I have to go back into history of my dealings with different people, especially in this situation. And one of the situations that I explained to Francis Boyle when I spoke to him was this. And I would like to ask a question. This goes back to a movie, okay? A movie, it was called Saving Private Ryan, okay?
Oh, yeah, I remember many years ago, yeah.
Matt Damon, right, was it. And the reason why I bring that situation up was that when I saw that movie was flown in. I was in a place called Camp Roberts in California, and that is the largest artillery training area probably in the world, okay, and definitely in the U.S., all right, Camp Roberts. Most people don't know that, but it deals with several armor and artillery maneuverings and training sessions with different groups. And at the time, I was actually assigned working with what was called a Waffen Commando, a German group, a Waffen Commando.
Right. Right.
And that were there. Okay, everybody normally cringes when I say that name, but they were there training. And when they were learning about our Abrams tanks, our Abrams armor tanks and anti-aircraft systems and so forth, all right, and missiles, and that includes tactical missiles. So they were with us, and we were taking a break at one evening, and they had pulled up two different types of tanks next to each other, and they ran a canvas top over the top of both tanks, and that was a theater. We made a makeshift theater, and I said, "Hey," and what I'm saying is that as long they decided to take advantage of the situation by importing a movie called Saving Private Ryan, and so the audience was all German and American at this time. All right, all German and American, and so the situation was we were watching this film, and this film took place in Germany.
At what year would this be, approximately?
Oh, what would this be? 2002.
Yeah, after 9/11. Okay.
Right, 9/11, 2002, and the Germans were there in their tank outfits and for all their training and so forth. And the thing is, they wanted to see what we had developed for stopping anti tank warfare, like as in they were concerned about the full day gap in case Russia ever decided to move on Western Europe. Who was going to stop Russia with their thousands of tanks moving through the full day gap? And so that's what they were training for, and they were actually learning our equipment, like our frontline tanks.
Yeah, they're planning this years in advance, just like putting the nukes in Central America. They're planning to see, can we counteract these systems that America has, because if you deploy them, then bet Russia would basically be neutralized, right?
And one of the situations was in Saving Private Ryan was Russian soldiers, and of course Germans. The Germans were there, and of course Saving Private Ryan, Matt Damon was being rescued, blah blah blah. But the thing was, is that I couldn't believe what I was seeing, because we've got a whole audience full of Waffen Commando Germans, the hardcore German soldiers in every sense of the word, and they were there, and all of a sudden here's all this interaction in the movie about Americans having to kill Germans and having to kill Russians and so forth, and the Russians killing Germans. This was all, you know, in a remote, tiny little theater out in the middle of Camp Roberts. Okay, so I think you know where Camp Roberts is, Bill. But the thing was, is this, is that that movie was real prophetical in every sense of the word. All right, right, and right now it actually demonstrated, you know, the nationalities, the different nationalities of wartime between the Germans, of course, World War II, and the Russians. And surprise, at the end of the movie, we got received the announcement that it was good working with each other, and we look forward to working with each other. And they of course gave plenty of medals out. You know, I actually got a whole chest full of medals as a result. But the thing was, is that they made the announcement that after the Germans left in the morning, they were on their way back to Germany. Virtually a battalion of Ukrainians were being brought in.
What significance does that have, John, in terms of what's going on? Because what we're seeing is we're seeing Russians being brought into the Eastern Republics. We're seeing the alignment starting around 2015 for the start of a subclinical conflict between Russia and America via proxies through the flip in the leadership with Zelenko taking over from the previous leader that was allied with Russia. This war has been incubating for now years, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And the important thing about all this is that all of a sudden I saw the relationship between the Germans right there, you know, and the Russians and Ukrainians were considered by the Germans as Russians. All right, and so the Germans went nuts. Absolutely nuts at that time. They said, "No way, no how were they going to be on the same tent and on the same grounds as Russians?" They referred to the Russians and the Ukrainians as drug addicts, pimps, psychopathic murderers and criminals. I mean, they couldn't say enough bad about the Ukrainians, and so I thought, oh. God on earth, is this, what kind of situation are we going to have, if any? Ukrainian.
And that was back 20 years ago. So we're dealing with somebody that's been incubating for a while. And when we get finished the bumper, I want to hear more comments from John W. Spring. Okay, so John.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States government has formally declared that members of the Russian armed forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement. The official U.S. declaration that Moscow has violated the laws of conflict comes after Blinken, President Joe Biden, and Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman all said it was their personal opinion that war crimes had taken place. Blinken said, "Today, I can announce that based on information currently available, the U.S. government assesses that members of Russia's forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine. He also said, we are committed to pursuing accountability using every tool available, including criminal prosecution. The World Health Organization is saying that several European nations are facing their new spike in COVID-19 cases because they scrapped their pandemic restrictions too soon, including the UK, France, Italy, and Germany. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has blasted the National Collegiate Athletic Association for allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against biological women. He said the NCAA is basically taking efforts to destroy all of women's athletics. They're trying to undermine the integrity of the competition, and they're crowning somebody else the women's champion. DeSantis has joined a chorus of conservatives in criticizing the organization over its position on transgender athletes and University of Pennsylvania swimmer Thomas. Transgender women have been allowed to compete in women's sports in the Olympics since 2003 and the NCAA since 2010. The Supreme Court threw out the Wisconsin state legislative maps that were preferred by Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, and selected by Wisconsin's top court. Republicans had complained that Evers' maps moved too many people to create more districts with the majority black and Hispanic voters in violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine to...
Please continue.
Yeah, as I try to always let you both know, and also your listeners, Bill, is that all I can say is because these situations are based on the 100-year wars, 150-year wars, and let's face it, Russia has been around for a thousand years. And it's been warring for a thousand years. Okay, its armies have been going across 12 time zones, 14 time zones, and we won't even mention two world wars. The Russians have been up their eyeballs in both world wars. All right, so the situation is that it's complex, and there's so many minorities here. There's so many ethnic types in whole regions of the largest landmass on Earth that it's hard to keep track of whose political interests are being impinged upon and threatened and corralled and controlled. And so, when I make statements on your show, Bill, I have to make them based on what I've seen. What I physically have seen in these places, like Ukraine, like Russia, okay, and so I make them from what I saw and the information that I saw being given, quite often very sensitive information on how to make plans and how to anticipate military aggressive behavior.
Right, and these guys have been wargaming us up with very top geographers, as John Spring is talking about, and both sides have got what I call perverted agendas. Right, John?
Yes.
When we have Marjorie Taylor Greene and people say that they don't want to support the Ukrainians, what do they want to do? Wait till there's an attack on Georgia or on Poland or the Baltics? I mean, we can see that's coming, even when they want to offer anti-aircraft systems. I think Estonia did the other day. We said Joe Biden is supposed to go and visit Brussels tomorrow. We're saying, I don't know which nation he's in today. He's over there in Europe. But Joe Biden is a disaster. I mean, he's in action. Go ahead.
Let me just say this regarding Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think anything is going to sway her until they invade the state of Georgia in the United States, not the Republic of Georgia over in Europe.
You're a humorist as well. You're a funny guy.
But it's a shame. These people have no concept whatsoever as to what geopolitical concepts they're all about. They're just going on these rumors and half-truths and, to some extent, true reports. But you have to look at the overall picture. Just because there are some scoundrels in Ukraine, as there are in every other nation, probably even in the state of Georgia, are you going to not provide help to those people at this time, or are you going to wait until they, in this case, actually invade Poland and the Baltic states?
Well, I think that's not very far away. I mean, now that you know that the supply lines coming through from Poland are going to try to attack, and of course, if we don't get enough air support, and eventually they'll run out of food, water, and even fuel for the Ukrainians to survive. The Ukrainians are pushing back very effectively because they haven't had some training with CIA over the last 8 years to actually battle the Russians, and the Russians are not doing well on the ground against these anti-tank systems that we've given them already.
Yeah, well, even the Russians have logistical problems, but can you imagine the Ukrainians, the logistical problems they have just barely to survive?
Exactly. It's only
like Marjorie Taylor Greene basically saying, we're not going to give them any support.
I don't understand her. I don't think she's very brilliant. I think she tends to, like a lot of the politicians, wants to feel special and get her base out there, like supporting Trump and so on. And then this is one of the things about Trump as well. I mean, he would get himself on one or another issue and then hold on to it, even the vaccine programs. And it's only recently he's realized he's not going to push the vaccines again. He says you don't have to have mandates. But, I mean, the vaccines are very toxic. They're probably killing more people than the actual virus now.
Yeah. Well, he created a massive genocide by listening to those evil people.
Right.
Well,
one positive thing is if Trump was there, I think Trump would have gotten more weapons through the Ukrainians quicker, and they would probably have been able to terminate or significantly push Russia into the position that they have to negotiate. Right now, I don't think Russia thinks it needs to negotiate because there's not getting enough pushback from the other side in terms of supply of weapons quickly enough. So we've got basically in the next month or so, if the Ukrainians don't continue to maintain their positions and continue to expand, ultimately Putin's going to win. And, you know, he's continuing to pour in more forces even if they get slaughtered by the Ukrainians. He's going to continue pouring more forces in there to do what he wants to do, and they're going to use missiles or intermediate-range missiles or fuel-air bombs or just destroy cities rather than engage in battle. He's going to just blow up cities and towns and residential facilities.
Putin announced today that he plans to attend the 17th 20G summit that's going to be held in Bali, Indonesia, on November 14th and 15th of 2022. And I would imagine that that statement, from the way things are going, he expects at that time to be able to tell the world leaders, his fellow world leaders, that not only does he have complete control of Ukraine, but from his perspective, that he's also wishing to have the Baltic states and invaded and controlled Poland by then.
I got that feeling that's where he's at. I mean, what can we do to stop this? Because I believe once we get to that level, NATO is going to be forced to start using more advanced weapons, which will accelerate this very quickly, to the use of fuel-air bombs and space-based weapons and weather weapons and hacking and eventually nuclear war exchange of nuclear warheads, including the ones that are in Central and South America, against the United States. And I'm not convinced that we have anti-missile systems that would either intercept and stop those coming in at Mach 5 or Mach 8, whatever it is, coming in from Central America, from, you know, Nicaragua, or from La Orchilla Island in the Antilles near Grenada. Your comments. Go ahead.
Greg, well, are you there?
Yes. At this point, I'd like to remind everybody of someplace called Afghanistan. And who were the major players? Russia, all right?
Right.
And Russia then, and of course, Americans had to jump in that party. They couldn't stay out of it. So the whole thing was a mess. Remember, 20 years of absolute nothing, of massacres, annihilations, and the population, the population is still reeling, from Afghanistan, and half of them are headed over to the U.S., okay, right now. So, and starvation, you want to see starvation? Okay, the Ukrainians are no strangers to starvation, and either are the Afghanis, either. And by the way, on a closing note, because I do have to run here, is Chechnya. Little tiny Chechnya, when Russia went into Chechnya, armed to the teeth, with T-72 tanks, were their state-of-the-art battle tanks at the time. Now they have T-80s. They're in the T-80 series. All right, but the thing was is that the underarmed poor Chechens actually mauled almost destroyed Russia. The Russian columns, they destroyed them. Most people don't know that, but they were really hurting. All right,
right.
And so what we have here is a situation where by the way, the Ukrainians is when I went to Afghanistan. Excuse me, when I went to
just hold for the bumper here, and we'll.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
We will see you tomorrow, Greg, and 1 o'clock again, and then on Friday to continue our discussion.
Sure.
John, I want you to continue your analysis of what's going on here, because, as I said, I don't want to be scary, and there's things to do to prep up for it. That's why we talk about our first-line defense kit for viruses and radiation protection and water preparation and so on. But people have to be realized the economy is blowing up on purpose. We now know that the realignment of the cash system and oil and so on is going to have a major effect in terms of inflation. And now we have the incompetence of getting the weapon systems too slowly in to protect the Ukrainians, because if the Russians take Ukraine, which I expect to do so in the next month or two, they're not going to stop there, are they? Your comment. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I still believe that if America really understood the situation, unlike leaders like Marjorie Taylor Greene, did not go along with her foolishness, her inability to comprehend anything about geopolitical concepts or security, we still do have an opportunity to back up Ukraine and turn
We've already committed enough supplies, but the supplies are getting in late. So if we got those supplies in, say, in this next few days to a week, I think the Russians can be beat back. And once they're beat back to a certain point, in fact, I saw this morning on the news a Russian tank going to try to a gas station to get fuel and to get food. I mean, the Russians basically are suffering very greatly trying to continue with their side of the war, and they're not succeeding very well at all on the ground.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, they're having severe logistical problems, and that includes food, gas, and water, and
right.
fuel.
Right.
What bothers me so much is that so many conservative people, I'm talking mainly about Republicans and Trump supporters, are so misinformed that right now they are the greatest obstacle to helping the Ukrainians in their time of need. And unfortunately, they have been very heavily influenced by Putin's propaganda, which he has put out through his RT and Sputnik and other news agents throughout America. And
I've seen some of that information, at least in spatters put out by even people like Alex Jones, which kind of confuses the situation.
Yes. So if you're listening to Alex Jones, you're listening to false information or misinformation.
Right.
If you're listening to practically any people from Fox News, you're listening to people who basically are supporting Putin, believe it or not, and in a very subtle way, Their timing is so bad. They think this is the time to
expand. I hear a lot of noise in the background. Is somebody moving around?
Right. Yeah, that's me. I'm
you're still there. Okay. Well, if you want to make more comments, Greg, you're still there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm headed out the driveway to get in my car to meet our good friends and associates for lunch. So.
Okay, very good. Well, you enjoy your lunch, and then we will talk tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Call me before the show time. Honestly, the big warning today is we need to push our politicians to get to smarten up. We need them to actually support this. Otherwise, this is going to expand from a regional war in Ukraine to a NATO war to a global war. And we already know it's going to collapse the world economy, food supply, and oil. And it's going to cause hyperinflation. It may even destroy the petrodollar. All right? That's kind of one of the consequences that may happen because of this. Because when you have Iran making these kind of deals and so on, the idea of the petrodollar is basically based on the idea that Iran sells oil. It has to buy and sell it through the U.S. dollar. That's been since the 70s, right?
Yes, exactly.
From Saudi Arabia. So,
yes.
So you go on, please continue your comments, because I think that our leaders don't get it. We have to push it from our end, because even when I see some of these geopolitical analysts, like, you know, that think that they're so knowledgeable, they're listening to fragments of the Russian side, which is maybe partly true, but that the Ukrainians were, you know, attacking the Russians, trying to take over these eastern republics, and there were a lot of civilians that died in the Donbass area a few years ago around Christmas time. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that there wasn't a Russian already invasion occurring after, in 2014, they took republic on the Black Sea, right?
Yeah, Crimea.
Yeah, and they went to the ones above it so they can make a fuel line for their oil always from that basin, you know, the Permian Basin thing in Siberia. So, you know, the best way to describe Russia is they're a gas...
The Caspian Aerial Basin, yes.
Yeah, and the Russia is basically a gas station with nuclear weapons. How's that?
Well, that's a pretty succinct analysis of Russia at the moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's run by people that have got the narcissistic, egotistical viewpoints in their mind, and they want to control the world. They want their version of the New World Order, whether it's their religious version or their geopolitical version or whatever. And some of the things they are concerned about, they're against certain things like the genetic modified vaccines, which they know are toxic. So they don't allow them. They don't even allow GMO food in Russia. You know that?
Yeah. There is. People are eating a lot of dog food and cat food in Russia. But, Dr. Deal, there are some other things that happened this morning. I don't know if my messages got through to you.
Go ahead.
Russia's foreign minister made a multi-hour-long speech this morning about the change in policies of Russia. Russia is going to require all transactions from the West to be made in rubles. Russia is also going to work primarily only with the so-called BRICS, which would include Brazil, Russia, India,
China. The BRICS nations, their financial system. Their financial system, yeah, the BRICS nations.
Yeah. And they're planning to basically break off all business ties with the West. By that I mean Europe, Canada, and the United States. And people are not aware. This is something that was made earlier today in the morning and our time. And this is quite a drastic change. They are basically already on a wartime schedule.
Yeah, I think what we have to understand is that we're in a intercontinental ballistic missile exchange invasion phase of World War III. We're already in World War III, as far as I'm concerned. We just aren't pacing the music, are we?
Yeah.
We're in the phase where our troops and their troops are directly conflicting, but they're missing, manipulating around with the financial systems. They're allying with the BRICS nations and out of the American. They want to be paid in rubles, which is instead of American dollars, which I think one of the side effects of this whole Cold War is to destroy the petrodollar and collapse the Western economies.
Yeah.
Right?
So Putin's no longer going to accept the euro or the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, that's not going to work because, you see, one of the side effects of China is that their main customer is Europe and the West. And that'll mean their economy is going to crash.
Yeah. Well, I personally think that they've made a big mistake, but at the same time, they're warmongers. They're on a war setting right now. They're not reaching out for peace. They're basically determined to go into battle. They already are. As soon as they get Ukraine under control, Poland and the Baltic states are next.
Actually, I'm going to be a little sarcastic here. They want peace, but it's P-I-E-C-E rather than P-E-A-S-E.
Yeah.
They want a piece of Europe. They want a piece of the other nations that used to be part of Russia. And they want a piece of the world economy control, which is what they're working toward with China and their BRICS nation allies.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people are unaware of this in terms of the finances. I want people, for example, right now, store and get, to say, the cryptocurrencies, get silver and gold, and get ready with emergency food and so on, because things are going to get nuts. We're going to get through all of this. God knows, and I have so good evidence that we'll have Adam Eisenberg, that even tanks are being destroyed by the report I got from him, by UFOs actually destroying tanks inside Ukraine. So in other words, there's more going on here than meets the eye. But right now we are in a step-by-step, you know, I call a slow walk into disaster.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. But unless the American people wake up and
contact your politicians,
yeah,
make sure that we equip the Ukrainians to defend themselves and actually give a what for to Putin to stop all this foolishness and the economy stuff.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.